help us to commence this morning by singing hymn 754. 754. Holy Comforter, descend, testify of Christ the Lamb. From the foe our hearts defend, and with zeal our hearts inflame. Hymn 754.
Help us this morning. We read together from the book of the Psalms, and first to read Psalm 40, 41, and 42, and then we'll read together Psalm 130. Psalm 40. Psalm 40. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to us ward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire. Mine ears hast thou opened. Burnt offering and sin offering hast thou not required. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book, it is written of me. I delight to do thy will, O my God, yea, thy law is within my heart. I have preached righteousness in the congregations. Lo, I have not refrained my lips, O Lord, thou knowest. I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation. Withhold not thy tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let thy loving kindness and thy truth continually preserve me. For innumerable evils have compassed me about. Mine iniquities have taken hold upon me, so that I am not able to look up. They are more than the hairs of mine head. Therefore my heart faileth me. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Let them be ashamed and confounded together that seek after my soul to destroy it. Let them be driven backward and put to shame that wish me evil. Let them be desolate for a reward of their shame that say unto me, aha, ha. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified. But I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Thou art my help and my deliverer. Make no tarrying, O my God. Psalm 41. Blessed is he that considereth the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive, and he shall be blessed upon the earth, and thou wilt not deliver him unto the will of his enemies. The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Thou wilt make all his bed in his sickness. I said, Lord, be merciful unto me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee. Mine enemies speak evil of me. When shall he die and his name perish? And if he come to see me, he speaketh vanity. His heart gathereth iniquity to itself. When he goeth abroad, he telleth it. All that hate me whisper together against me. Against me do they devise my hurt. An evil disease, say they, cleaveth fast unto him, and now that he lieth, he shall rise up no more. Yea, mine own familiar friend, in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, hath lifted up his heel against me. But thou, O Lord, be merciful unto me, and raise me up, that I may requite them. By this I know that thou favourest me, because mine enemy doth not triumph over me. And as for me, thou upholdest me in mine integrity, and settest me before thy face for ever. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, from everlasting and to everlasting. Amen and amen. Psalm 42. As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night. Well, they continually say unto me, where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me, for I had gone within with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan, and of the Hermonites, and from the hill Mizar. Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy waterspouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. I will say unto God, my rock, why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I a-mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a sword in my bones, mine enemies reproach me, while they say daily unto me, where is thy God? Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. And now shall we turn to Psalm 130. Psalm 130. Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord. More than they that watch for the morning. I say, more than they that watch for the morning. Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption. And he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. The Lord bless to us the reading of his word, and help us now to approach unto him in prayer. Gracious, almighty Lord God, oh, we pray for thine help, O Holy Spirit, as we now approach unto the mercy seat, the throne of grace, as we approach unto thee, the Father, pleading that name that is above every name, thy name, Lord Jesus. And O Lord, search us out. For, O Lord, we cannot measure the height, the depth, the width, the breadth of thy love and mercy, that such as we are, Lord, O Lord, is the apostle speaks of those that were far off, made nigh by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. O Lord, what a mercy truly, if we are amongst those loved of thee from all eternity, saved by sovereign electing love, mercy, redeemed by thy sacrifice for sin, Lord Jesus, thy precious blood that cleanseth from all sin. And might the sinner cry, my sin, Lord, my sin. And clothed in thy righteousness, Lord Jesus, Truly, O Lord, we see through that glass darkly. But one day, Lord, one day, we shall see thee face to face if we are thine. And O gracious Lord, as we are gathered here, we may sing those words before thee, Lord. Am I made a real Christian, washed in the Redeemer's blood? But, O Lord, search us out. Search us out. For thou, Lord Jesus, declared, marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again. Lord, search us out. For none of us know, O Lord, gathered here this day, that time nor that hour when we will take that last breath upon this earth. O Lord, the solemnity of thy word, from dust thou art, and unto dust thou shalt return. So gracious Lord, we pray that by thy power, O Holy Spirit, there might be that searching out of us, Lord. And as we come to thy word, in the preaching of it, the setting forth of it, Lord, might thou guide our thoughts aright, and might that that is set forth fall into hearts prepared of thee. For thou knowest, Lord, as we have prayed, how we each are found here. Thou knowest, Lord, those cries that have gone up in secret. That thou wilt look down in mercy upon us. O Lord, we pray. And what a mercy if we can cry and echo those words, Lord. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. For if we have cried those words, Lord, it is only as thou hast brought us through that work of salvation to cry unto thee. And, O Lord, as we have gone on in the way, we pray, O Lord. O Lord, that bringing of us to that place, wilt thou also go away? Lord, to whom else can we go? Thou hast the words of everlasting life. And so we pray, O Lord, that as we have read thy word, that desire of the psalmist for thee to think upon him, we would plead thy word. I know the thoughts that I think towards thee, thoughts of thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give an expected end. So, Lord, we would pray that in our gathering together this day, this morning, thou wilt think upon us for good. And it may be in that cry, O Lord, show me some token, Lord, for good. Some token of thy precious love, that we are thine, O Lord. O Lord, so might there be that known, Jesus in the midst, where'er thy people gather, Lord, thou hast promised to be in the midst. So be with us then, O Lord. Do watch over this little church and people here. O Lord, we pray for them, Lord. Pray for this people gathered here. O Lord, bind them together in that love to thee. Grant that help and wisdom to those and the responsibility for the place. O Lord, we pray. And O Lord, we may use those phrases, Lord, that desire that thou would put thine arm about, that thou wilt keep. But oh, another thing, O Lord, when we are brought to that cry, to be kept from the enemy of our souls, to be kept from ourselves, to be kept from that love of sin. So gather with us, Lord. We would pray for each from the youngest to the eldest. We would remember the children and young people in this day in which we live, where those ideologies so contrary to thy holy word are set forth throughout society and education, Lord. O hear the prayers of parents, grandparents, Lord, that thou wilt keep them. But oh, much more that prayer that goes up, Lord, that their souls might be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. O Lord, we pray. Would pray for parents in that path that they walk, whether our children are young or older in years. Lord, what grant that help. And O Lord, in midlife, even down to old age, O Lord, O uphold by thy hand of love and mercy, even to old age, I am with thee. And to all hears. And O Lord, the passing of time, that those words, yes, recorded in thy word, but the reality of them becomes real as taught of thee. So help now, Lord, we pray, to be with the gatherings of thy people throughout this world, Lord, we would pray, For thou hast a people that thou art gathering in. O Lord, those in far off lands, in persecution, in famine, in the midst of war, maybe those in prison. And O Lord, we would pray for them, but we would also pray, oh, for thy hand to keep us, Lord, to keep us prayerful for those freedoms that we have in this land, that we can worship together, that we have thy word freely available. We have thy word in our pulpits. O Lord, keep us prayerful, that we do not take these things, as it were, for granted, Lord. O Lord, and as we see more and more in our land, O Lord, thy word trodden underfoot, thy truth set at naught by Parliament and in our land. O Lord, O might thou hear that cry, in wrath remember mercy, Lord. Might we be found truly, oh, we can use words, Lord, but might we be found crying unto thee that thou wilt deliver, O Lord, from those that would set it naught, the truths of thy word. O Lord, we pray. So pardon our every sin. Be with us, we beg, as we ask all for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Let us now sing hymn 827. 827. Suffering Saviour, Lamb of God, how hast thou been used? With the Almighty's wrathful rod, soul and body bruised. Hymn 827.
as the Lord might help us this morning, I would direct your thoughts to Psalm 130. And reading verses 1 and 2. Psalm 130, reading verses 1 and 2. Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. Dear child of God, there is such a place, those depths. And as we look back in our lives when we knew nothing of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, knew nothing of his word. But oh, can we also say, knew nothing of the truth of his word. The truths of those things written in the inspired word of God, as they concern each one of his people, each one loved from all eternity to eternity, each one whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and each one who will be found in heaven at last to sing the praises of the dear Lord Jesus Christ, to sing the praises of Almighty God for all eternity. And the dear Lord Jesus comes to mind as we just turn to it, spoke of that path of tribulation, speaking to his disciples as he walked that path before him, that he'd come upon this earth to fulfill, to that fulfilling of it. Yes, his walking out upon this earth, that being born of the Virgin, the incarnation of the Lord Jesus Christ, according to the scriptures, according to the eternal purposes of Almighty God. But Gethsemane, Calvary, the conquering of sin, death and hell. And as he spoke to the 11, at the end of the 16th of John, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Yes, we often quote, in the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. But these things have I spoken unto you, that ye might have peace. a dear child of God, yes, those places the Lord brings us into. For the word declares there is much tribulation in that entering of the kingdom. And there are those deep places, those depths, that there is that walking through in measure. And as you may know, the John Newton gave that title to his account of the Lord's dealings with him, out of the depths. Child of God, yes, those depths of despair, those depths of distress, those depths perhaps in that burden of our sins, yes, in that work of grace begun, and that path that we journey through. But oh, child of God, as we read in Isaiah, those words, a bruised reed shall he not break, and a smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. What a mercy it is so. What a mercy. When we come to those, how shall we describe it, as the scripture declares, those end of the earth places, emptied of all that we would lean upon in and of ourselves, and yet we may feel to be so far off, and yet is there not life? Is there not a cry? Is there not a cry? And what a mercy these words are recorded in the scripture. Who for? As we read together in the 40th Psalm, but I am poor and needy. That state, that condition, I am poor and needy. Through that work of grace, his people brought to that place. As we said, emptied of self. But that old nature kicks against these things. But by nature we would want to be something. We would want to be in control. But it is in that love and mercy, as we have those words declared, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love, and with loving kindness have I drawn thee. in the depths. As we read also of that horrible pit, the miry clay. In that work of grace. What for? Oh, we may sing, all to make us sick of self and fond of Him. Another thing, is it not, child of God? In that walking out of the path, brought to that place, nothing, nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. And the work of grace, that number that no man can number, and as the Lord declared upon this earth, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. And we look back in our lives when we had no desire for the things of God, for our hearts are at enmity by nature to the things of God. No love for the things of God. No love for the Lord Jesus Christ in our fallen nature. It may not be an outwardly expressed, inwardly. And the wonder of electing love and mercy and sovereign grace that name despised through the eternal purposes of Almighty God, that name despised, brought to love, brought to love. And dear child of God, yes, it may be in that low place, in those depths, but he has promised not to break the bruised reed, not to quench the smoking flax. Where there is life, there is love, there is hope. And in that path that the Lord brings us through to walk, in that he has appointed for us, is it not also in that emptying of us that we are brought to that place, all of him, all of him? Yes, we can sing, if ever my poor soul be saved, 'tis Christ must be the way. But dear child of God, all of him, all of him. Yes, the word declares, without me ye can do nothing. But what, child of God, as we look in that way that the Lord has led us, what has been needed in our path to bring us to that place. Without me, ye can do nothing. Not in any fatalistic way, but through that work of sovereign grace. As dear Jonah walked out that path, yes, his disobedience, and yet, could he not echo? Perhaps not at the time, but in that looking back. Yeah, I've loved thee with an everlasting love, and with loving kindness have I drawn thee. In the words of the hymn writer, and it may seem strange words if we, to those who might look upon them, his chastenings therefore prize the privilege of a saint. His sovereign dealings with us cannot just leave it there, can we? In love. Whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth. And that love to Jonah. And that love to you, child of God. That everlasting love. Those around may look upon the outward. Child of God, thou knowest what's that inward. The battles that go on within. Those that need to be kept. Our eyes, our hands, our feet, our ears, our mouth. That love of sin and the wrestlings that go on. And those places we come to. How could the Lord love one such as me? And yet, it is not of us, is it? It's all of him. Yeah, and we read, and having loved them, he loved them unto the end. The wonder of the love and mercy of Almighty God. Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. And what do we read of Jonah? Yes, the much in that account is recorded in the inspired word of God. As is often commented, the ordering of all things in that hand of Almighty God. God prepared that whale, prepared for that storm that came. Cast into the sea, that whale there, prepared. Do we believe it? The sovereignty of Almighty God in the ordering of the lives of his people. Then we read, Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly. Then, and we may have said before, as you read Psalm 107. You come to those thens. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, deliver them out of their distresses. Those whens in the scripture, when the poor and needy thirst, and there is none, no water. And so in our lives, child of God, can we trace out the whens and thens of the sovereign love of Almighty God? Yes, it may have been dealing with us in our backslidings, in our wanderings, but in love. Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly. And we have also in the Psalms, those words come to mind. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. Those times of overwhelming, when my soul is overwhelmed within me. And that mercy, that proving of the truths of these things, that ear of the Lord is ever open unto the cries of his people, would not detract from our thoughts upon Jonah. But David, as we have that recorded of that time when Saul turned against him, how that recorded concerning David and Jonathan, and how David fled from Saul. And where was he found? In that court of Abimelech of Achish, amongst the Philistines, the enemies of the Lord. And the Lord had anointed him to be king. And later we also read, David came to that place, I shall one day die at the hand of Saul. He who delivered him from the lion and the bear, he who anointed him. We do not say these things in any wrong or judgmental way, child of God. For we may use that expression. We cannot cast stones as we read of these, the dealings of the Lord with his people. But sovereign grace. But for sovereign grace, where would we be? And in that court, those are the courtiers, those around the king. Is this not David who had slain his Saul his thousands, David his 10,000? And feigned himself to be mad. And the king says, what am I to do, madman? But that place that he came to. And child of God, in our lives as we look back, those places the Lord in his purposes we are brought to. In those depths that David was in, what do we read in Psalm 34? This poor man cried. This poor man cried. And the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. What a mercy. as we look back in our lives, if we can truly testify of that ear of the Lord that is ever open unto the cries of his people. Jeremiah and his lamentations. It is of the Lord's mercies. And then those words that are written. Yes, the inspired word. It is the Lord's mercies. We are not consumed. Oh, the enemy of our soul may accuse us. But it is of the Lord's mercies we are not consumed. And as we go on, and we may have spoken before in that way that the Lord leads us, do we not know something of that returning all honour and glory to his holy name, for his unchanging love and mercy? Yes, the wonder of the love and mercy of Almighty God, but oh, much more unchanging, as we think, spoke in prayer. Yea, that those thoughts of the Lord to his people, his unchanging love and mercy. I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. It is of the Lord's mercies we are not consumed. They are new every morning. And can we come in with Jeremiah in echoing those words? Great is thy faithfulness, even unto one such as I am. David then wrote, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. And as we spoke in the opening of our thoughts, as it were, the setting forth of these things, we look back in our lives when we knew nothing of that hand of God, knew nothing of that almighty hand able to save to the uttermost, able to deliver. And yes, there may be that, may have been that bringing up under the truth of these things. But can we look back? Can we trace out the reality of these things as they concern our never dying soul? That cry, Lord, deliver me. And that hand of Almighty God, able to save to the uttermost, as we've said, able to deliver. But it is also, child of God, is it not, as we are brought to trust in him. To trust in him. Dear Samson, again, that place he was in, his head upon the lap of Delilah, that strength that the Lord had given him. But O child of God, how we need that reminding. That if the Lord has given us strength, given us health, it is as he has given it unto us. And we would say this carefully. Oh, that danger of looking to our own strength, as Samson thought after Delilah had cut his hair. And we read how the Philistines mocked him, took out his eyes. Yes, that depth that he was in. And yet, that could not be broken, that could not be quenched. Lord, remember me this once. And as we go on in the way, and we do not say that in and of ourselves, but in the proving of it, those prayers of the Lord's people, in those depths, in the miry clay, yes, as David was found in that place, are those wrought out prayers. Lord, remember me this once. Lord, remember me. And in those depths, child of God, those wrought out prayers, Lord, help me. Lord, save me. Lord, deliver me. Lord, remember me. For this is a cry. And when we think perhaps and hear of those who may be lost in a deep mine, or deep mine in the ground, or in a wilderness, the cry is, Lord, deliver me. Lord, help. Well, the cry, sorry, naturally is, help me, deliver me. Help, help. No more words, is it? The cry is expressed in those shortness of words. And so, those real prayers, I believe, those wrought out prayers, as Peter sinking into the water, into those depths. Lord, save me. Oh yes, the Lord put forth that arm and lifted him up. That wondrous arm of love and mercy. That arm of the Lord, and that hand of the Lord, as we read in the 10th of John, my sheep hear my voice, are known of me, they shall never perish, they shall never perish. And none shall pluck them out of my hand. Child of God. Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Held by that hand of love and mercy. and it is this also, child of God. Unmerited, undeserved, yet freely given, love and mercy. The wonder of sovereign grace. And Jonah, we might just return to Jonah in those depths. Cried by reason of my affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and he heard my voice. Yes, he was in those deep places. Thou'st cast me into the deep, in the midst of the sea, the floods compassed me about. Then I said, I'm cast out of thy sight, yet will I look again to thy holy temple. And dear child of God, Psalm 42. Would not speak of self, but we knew nothing of those words of that psalm till the Lord brought us out from that dark, evil life we led. And yet, child of God, had there not been those times of giving, yes, of being in that place, but the mercy of the Lord, that these things are recorded in his word for his people in that path that the Lord will have them to walk out. That desire for the Lord. And as we, not to think of self, but drove along this morning, those words, my soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. And dear child of God, what of our soul? The psalmist, my soul. These things are personal. Your never dying soul. That concern for our never dying soul, that eternal state to be found in heaven at last with the Lord. How many go on unconcerned for eternity? Perhaps as we did in our lives, no realization that we had a soul. But what a mercy if we are amongst those whom the Lord has opened our blind eyes. Born again, not of the flesh, but of the Spirit. And that concern. Oh, I know, child of God, we may not always be there, but in the sovereign care and love of Almighty God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. Through that work of the Holy Spirit, brought to feel our need. Brought to those places where is the blessedness I knew. And so in that psalm, that word yet, that word that speaks of hope, of that time to come, as it were. I shall yet praise him. The lifting up, as it were, from all the unbelief and doubt and fear, that looking up unto him who is able to do more than we can ask or think. And how oft it is, child of God, that we come to those places in our lives and we look to the circumstance. We look to that place we are in. And lose sight of that one who holds all things in his hand. As we may have said before, we can sing, "My life's minute, his circumstance is subject to his eye," and so it is. But oh, what of those times of trouble? What of those times of being in that miry clay, being brought down, as it were? What of those times of those depths of soul concern, anxiety and trouble? I shall yet praise him. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance. And what does that word countenance speak of? Our being. Our health, as it were, if we can explain it. And our standing before Almighty God is all of him. All of him. Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ear be attentive unto the voice of my supplications. And yes, as the psalmist goes on, as this psalm is one of those, as you see by the title, the Song of Decrees, those psalms that were sung by the people and the priests as they went up unto the house of the Lord. Child of God, seeking soul, what has been our cry as we came up unto the Lord this day? And the psalmist, yes, in the depths of his soul, of his iniquity. And as we have in the word of God, that word yet, we also have those buts. But. Often used in our conversations, perhaps as a word of objection. But in the scripture, does it not speak? Yes, those are the circumstances. And as we read in Ephesians, you are far off, made nigh by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. You hath he quickened, or ye hath he quickened dead in trespasses and sins. But God, who is rich in mercy, despite what you are, sinner, despite your lost, ruined condition, despite the condemnation you are in, but God, who is rich in mercy, His great love wherewith he loved us, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. But, as Paul writes in that second chapter of the Ephesians, if we just turn to it, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ Jesus. By grace ye are saved, hath raised us up together to those, sit in those heavenly places, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Jesus, through Christ Jesus. But there is forgiveness with thee. What hope there is in that word. O child of God, seeking soul. Yes, it may be in those depths you feel to be in. But there is that ear ever open unto those cries wrought out. And as we quoted those words, we'll close with them. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me in that time, in that place, in his purpose. And can we come with our yea and amen to those words of the dear Lord Jesus? And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Ridout will address the Sunday School this afternoon. On Friday evening, Mr. Timothy Pocock is expected to preach, and there will be a short church meeting after that service. And next Lord's Day, Mr. Pocock is again expected to preach and address the Sunday School in the afternoon. Let us close with hymn 861. 861. Poor sinner, come, cast off thy fear, and raise thy drooping head. Come sing with all poor sinners here, Jesus, who once was dead. Hymn 861.
Thank you.
Dear gracious Lord, pardon all that thou hast heard and seen amiss, O Lord. Do grant that for our souls to feed upon. O Lord, as Jonah was brought to that place, salvation is of the Lord. O might we, Lord, be truly amongst those who have sung those words. Salvation is of the Lamb. All of thee, O Lord, all of thee. So be with us now. Watch over us during the interval. Be with us at the Sunday school. Go up with us this night as we have prayed. Be with us during the interval. Keep us from the enemy of souls. Help, Lord, we pray. And, O Lord, we would also be mindful to pray with one where he is in that care home. O Lord, watch over. Come, visit, we pray. So be with us each. Part us now with thy blessing. Might there be that for us to feed upon of thy word. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the union and communion of the Holy Ghost abide with us each, both now and forever. Amen.